Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Gillette College Culture Assessment shows improvement as accreditation effort continues. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene. A new third-party assessment shows the work culture at Gillette College is improving following a turbulent fall semester that included the firing of at least three instructors. According to the Gillette News Record, the assessment was conducted by Catherine Cox of the consulting firm D. Stafford & Associates and presented to the Gillette College Board of Trustees. The report found that the campus environment is less tense and more positive than in previous reviews, though communication with senior management remains an ongoing concern. This marks the second time in the last 3 years that D. Stafford & Associates has surveyed college employees as Gillette College works towards independent accreditation. It is also the firm's first culture assessment since the instructor terminations and leadership conflicts tied to the college's new tenure policy following its separation from the Northern Wyoming Community College District. The latest findings echo results from the Higher Learning Commission's October review, which also noted improvement compared to a mock review in August and a previous assessment conducted in 2023. Survey results were submitted December 17th and presented to trustees January 21st. Cox reported a 43% participation rate, along with interviews from 15 employees. College President Janelle Oberlander said the assessment helps leadership track progress and identify areas needing improvement, particularly around communication and accountability. Consultants say the college remains on pace to achieve accreditation by 2027, with the next major milestone coming in April when college leaders meet with the Higher Learning Commission's Institutional Actions Council in Chicago. Bills would expand concealed carry rights on Wyoming college campuses. Two bills that will be introduced in this year's Wyoming legislature aim to expand gun rights on college campuses following last year's repeal of gun-free zones. According to Cowboy State Daily, House Bill 95 would allow people 21 and older to carry concealed firearms at the University of Wyoming and community colleges without a permit. House Bill 96 would lower the minimum age to obtain a concealed carry permit from 21 to 18. The bills are sponsored by Representative Jeremy Haroldson of Wheatland, who says the proposal clarify unintended consequences from last year's law and strengthen the Second Amendment rights of young adults. Haroldson said, "You can go fight and die for your country at 18, but you can't get a concealed carry permit." He emphasized the bills would not allow concealed carry in high school students in K-12 schools, and open carry would remain banned on college campuses. Firearms would also still be prohibited at campus events where alcohol is served. Wyoming is already a constitutional carry state, meaning most people over 21 may carry firearms without a permit. However, under current law, concealed carry inside university buildings requires a valid permit, limiting out-of-state visitors and younger adults. Retired University of Wyoming professor Donald O'Toole strongly opposes the changes, saying lowering the age would worsen campus safety concerns. He added that while he disagrees with the direction, the outcome ultimately reflects voter choices. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalene.